It's 10 years since British rockers Kasabian released their debut self-titled album with the massive signature hit Clubfoot, and a decade on, well, 2014's been the year of Kasabian. They've headlined Glastonbury, they've played an historic Obertown show in front of 50,000 people at Victoria Park in Leicester, and they've also announced this huge tour. Kasabian play the Motorpoint Arena in Sheffield on Saturday the 13th of December, do you know what? We just can't wait. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've got on the phone today, I've got the band's lead singer, Tom. Tom, what have you got cooked up for fans?
Ah, Graham, my friend, how are you? You good?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, man. What's really good is, mate, is our set list is we can change it around every show, you know. We can play songs that we didn't think we could play anymore, you know. So we've gone back to the first album, revisited it because it's the anniversary, 10 years, and brought some of them old ones back. But the list is massive, man, because we can change it around every night, which is amazing, you know.
Is it going to be then a greatest hits look back at the last amazing 10 years?
Yeah, kind of, mate. Yeah, we've brought back a Running Battle and we brought back Cut Off. Went back for a while and we got Neon Noon from Velociraptor, and we're just bringing songs in, you know, gradually, you know, and rehearsing them at soundcheck and stuff. But like I said, it's nice to have a list when we can just swap them around and stuff, you know.
Has anybody saw at Glastonbury recently? I mean, you're just in the form of your lives. But how do you keep things so fresh and inventive? It's like trying to keep a marriage alive after 10 years, isn't it?
I think. I think the thing is with it. I think plenty of sleep as well. You know what I mean? I've done years and years and years and years. You know, I've been on the road with the band, of course. You know, but. You know, now we've got a set of sets about an hour and 40, and we, you know, when we were kids, I'd say, you know, we'd play for 40 minutes and we could take the world on, you know, half an hour of our first album, you know, but now it ain't like that. So, yeah, I mean, we keep it so fresh because I think we're just enjoying it, and I think more than anything, I think there's more respect than we've ever had, which is what I think we've been waiting for, because you know, we with the Q Awards the other week, Graham, I just felt, you know, we got a standing ovation and stuff, and you know, and I just feel there's a certain respect now for our band, you know, a proper respect, which is what with me and Serge and I've always wanted, you know. So so that's all good.
Well, you know, you're on about you wanting respect, but your albums, they continue to storm up to the top of the charts, including your new album 4813. And I think that's your fourth consecutive number one. I mean, what's the secret ingredient to making such great music?
Well, I just keep, you know, we try and keep reinventing ourselves, you know, and, you know, I mean, I was speaking to Serge yesterday, and he said, oh, the next album, we're going to be rocky, we're going to do proper guitar albums. I thought, great, you know, see what I mean? Already, he was thinking about that, you know, not we're going to leave the electronics out of the next record, I think, and just go guitar. So, but, you know, we just want to try, you know, change our sound, you know, should I say? But I think with 4813, I think it reminds me of our debut record a little bit, because the electronics we've got on it and the triggers and the sounds. But it's kind of like it reminds me of like a band that has no fear. Do you know what I mean? And exploring, and I think that's what's good about it, you know.
Well, I think keep reinventing yourself. I mean, David Bowie proved that that's what it's all about, and you do that. But I've got to ask you, I mean, you've had some fantastic, massive hits. But Clubfoot, I mean, Enemy, one of the best tracks of the past 15 years, they say it's been used in video games, movies, TVs, FIFA, Top Gear, everywhere. What does that song mean to you personally? And will it remain a permanent fixture of your live gigs?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that kind of, like, you know, distinguished us, didn't it? You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? When we're playing it on stage, the reaction's massive. It's an anthem in itself with the bass line and stuff. What should I say? I don't know. I think it's the most vicious. It's like a snake bite, you know what I mean? When it bites you, man, you got venom in your blood. It makes you go. Clubfoot, and the thing is with that as well, it was an accident. We were doing our music one night in the farm, silly hours in the morning, and Karloff, the guitar player, then he just we had a drum loop going around, and then he just recorded the bass. We were listening to a lot of the MC5 and stuff, and and Black Red Motorcycle Club, and you know, it was just, you know, on loop with the bass, and you know, it just hit it, and we kept it. We went, wow, man, wow, what we done there? That was kind of an accident, but we kept it on loop, which was fantastic. So, you know,
I've got to say that these days, you know, do you write material aimed at that big arena audience?
I think we've grown because of our, you know, because of our live show. I love doing little shows as well, Graham. Don't get me wrong, you know, I like the 500 venues, you know, I love that, I do love that. But I just think it's because we've got the reputation we've got live, you know. I suppose it's like going to a boxing match and seeing our band. It's an event, isn't it? You know, it's not just a rock show, it's a massive event. So, and I think it gets people excited and wound it up, you know.
Not just that. No, it's not just like coming to a boxing match. It's like guaranteed a knockout.
Yeah, well, you know. So yeah, probably yeah. Just, you know, that's the way it is, I think.
You're quite clearly an album and a live band. Have you given up on the singles market?
Yeah. Well, I was speaking to Serge about this. Easy did really well. I don't even know how Bumblebee did. But I mean, the singles market is pretty much dead. In our eyes, you know what I mean? I think that for most rock bands as well. But I mean, Bumblebee did amazingly well, actually. But I don't think we just focus on that anymore. It's more of an album thing, you know. So singles, like, just for, you know, I don't know, it's for kids, isn't it? And Calvin Harris runs the whole... Calvin Harris, how many number ones he's had in the single charts? He owns the singles charts, doesn't he, you know? So...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think in the past as well, I think you've described, like, the X Factor as horrible. And it's all about the money. But, you know, kids see it as a fast fix way to try and make an impact. What's the best way for kids to follow in your footsteps?
We did it like you know, the old-fashioned routes, which is, you know, the old way of, you know, slugging it out and, you know, rehearsing, you know, religiously, like, you know, 3-4 times a week. And, you know, then we got a sign, we got the deal, and... We had to go across the country and work our fingers, you know, to the bled, you know, kind of thing. And we just worked really hard, but it's romantic the way we did it. We started in a little tour bus and grew, and then next thing you know, you're at the pyramid stage, you know, and then you kind of go, wow, how did that happen? But we're here, and we did it the old-fashioned way, but now it's a lot different, Graham. And I think them, you know, old fact, you know, it's almost like a fairy tale what happened with our band. It's meant to be written in books or a film, you know, the rise of us and stuff, which has been incredible. But my advice is, I mean, just, you know, if you do believe in summer, then go for it, you know. Don't let anyone else tell you anything else. But it's a lot different. But the thing is, we didn't have internet, man. We could put our music out like bands do now. I mean, bands have got that, you know, freedom to put their stuff all over the internet, and we never had that, so we had to do it on our own. But I think it's just more. I think rock and roll is disposable now, or music itself, because, you know, it's just a throwaway. You know what I mean? It's really sad, actually. You know.
What's 2015 got in store for you?
We're going to headline some major festivals. I think we're going to Japan. We're going back to America. Listen, we've only been on the road bloody since June, really. June, July. We've been on the road 4 months, man. So 5 months. So we've only just started touring, really, to be honest with you. We're halfway through, or sort of say quarter of the way through it. So I think Serge is he's mental, because he's always thinking about creating the next album or some music for a project or whatever it is. He's always doing something like that. But he's on about, you know, he wants to crack on as soon as he can with the next album, which is fair enough, you know, so...
Well, that's great news for fans, Tom. And talking of fans, just finally, what would you like to say directly to them?
Thanks, you know, thanks for your, you know, support, and, you know, you're the people that make us drive, you know, drive us onto it. So, you know, they've been amazing, you know, our fans, and I can't thank them. I can't sign enough albums, you know, to say thank you or photos. So I just want to say, from me and the boys in Kasabian, a big thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I'll just remind everybody, Kasabian, you'll be playing the Motorpoint Arena in Sheffield on Saturday, December 13th. Can't wait to see you there.
Hey, thanks for your time, man.